Hello, my name is Rob Ray, and I am a financial advisor from the Wealth Consulting Group here at UBS Financial Services, located in Farmington Hills, Michigan. I can be reached via email at robert.ray, R-A-Y, at ubs.com. And welcome to the 10 Spot, an approachable, unassuming podcast that explains various wealth management concepts in about 10 minutes. In this episode, we'll be answering the age-old question, should I invest in individual bonds or bond funds? Now, this question was actually posed to me recently in a conversation with a new client, Bill, here in Michigan. We were reviewing his portfolio, and we got into talking about bonds and the interest, no pun intended, in them as of late. Because as of today's date, it is October 16th, 2023, and for the past year or so, interest rates have been rising. You've probably noticed, hopefully, in your savings or your checking accounts that you're actually earning some interest on your deposits. Money markets, as of today's date, are paying attractive yields. And we've seen this across the board. It's even bled into interest rates on mortgages. But for the conversation here, we're talking about bonds. And should we buy them individually or through a bond fund? Now, as a reminder, a bond is a debt from a company. You know, you loan somebody money, you earn the interest, and eventually they pay them back. In general, for the bond market, there's predominantly two ways to invest in the bond market, and that is through mutual funds, which you probably own in your retirement plan, your 401k, your 403b, maybe your IRA, or by buying them individually, just like you might purchase stocks through a mutual fund, or do you buy the stock of Microsoft or Apple? Do you actually go buy the shares? Same thing with bonds. You can buy them through a mutual fund or individually. Now, there's merits to both, and it certainly matters on your own financial picture and your goals and your risk tolerances and all those sorts of things that you should explain with your or explore, rather, with your financial advisor. But at a high level, there are some general things to consider when making the decision between the two. Now, let's start with individual bonds. Buying individual bonds allows you to actually own the bonds. So you establish your own cost basis. You know a maturity date, right? You buy this bond, it's going to mature exactly on this date in the future. It might get called early, depending on the terms of the bond. Kind of gets into a deeper conversation about buying individual bonds. But for the most part, when you're buying individual bonds, you know exactly what you're getting. You got the terms, the interest rates, the credit ratings of the individual issuers, all that sort of stuff. it can be a very tailored solution in that maybe you want to only own bonds that mature in the next 3 years or 7 to 10 years or longer. It allows you to control your duration. So that is a measure of volatility against interest rates, something that a mutual fund manager would do on your behalf, but you'd be doing on your own in this case. another attractive feature is if you're pursuing liability-driven investing, meaning that you have time to invest some cash, but you need that cash at a specific date in the future, liability-driven investing, you can match investing this cash, buying a bond that matures on that date or a couple days before, and you know, so long as that company is still around, it doesn't go bankrupt, that that money is going to be there when you need it. This is popular in pension plans and that sort of thing when you know you got a known liability. Now, with mutual funds, It's a bit different because the primary difference is diversification and the design of the portfolio for the same amount of money invested. Now, if you weren't sure, you didn't know, a bond generally is they're issued in $1,000 increments, right? So if you have $10,000, for example, or even $50,000, you're probably not going to buy just one bond from one company. A lot of times these are sold in lots or packages of 5 or 10 or 20 at a time. So if you have a smaller amount of money to work with, it's harder to diversify that money in buying bonds individually. Sort of the same concept of if you're trying to buy stocks. You know, it might be easier to buy a mutual fund for, let's say, $5,000. And on the inside, you have a fully diversified portfolio of bonds versus only being able to buy maybe like one bond individually. Another advantage of a bond fund are just simply the strategies involved. You know, you can buy corporate bonds, you can buy global bonds, you can buy high yield bonds, you can buy short-term bonds, long-term bonds, you can buy a bond fund that's got something from everything on the inside. The potential for diversification is just almost limitless through bond funds versus buying the bonds individually on their own. Another advantage of bond funds are rebalancing. Now, if you ask any of my the employees that I provide education to in 401k plans, my middle name, Rob Ray, they call me Triple R, Rob Rebalance Ray. So I always talk about rebalancing and the importance of that. In a mutual fund, you gain the benefit of having the portfolio rebalanced, right? There's always pieces moving and that sort of aspect within the portfolio. Owning individual bonds, that is a much, much more intensive, hands-on aspect that, frankly, a lot of individual bond purchasers don't do because they just buy the bond and wait for it to mature. There's no ongoing rebalancing inside their portfolio. I mentioned global a few seconds ago about global, you know, investing in bonds from around the world. Bond funds, if you have international exposure, will add typically some form of hedging for currency risk. If you buy individual bonds internationally, you might have some currency risk there. It's kind of a more minor topic, but something to be considerate of. Another aspect or another benefit of bond funds is liquidity, right? Bonds, or really any security that you purchase and then if you're to try and sell, is worth what someone else is willing to pay for it. In a bond fund, there's always money coming in and going out. So if you want to sell a bond fund during times of market or bond market volatility, it's going to be really easy to sell a bond fund. You simply put in the order and then it sells at the end of the business day. If you own individual bonds during market volatility, you may not find a buyer for your bond on the other side. Or if you do find one, they might not offer you the best price because it's a illiquid bond. Maybe it doesn't trade a lot, that sort of thing. So liquidity is certainly something to keep in mind when it comes to building an individual bond portfolio. So which is best for me? Well, that certainly is a worthwhile conversation to have with your financial advisor, or I'm happy to have it with you. So as you can see, there are a number of nuances about investing in the bond space. Specifically, when trying to answer that question, should I invest in individual bonds or should I invest in bond funds? It's a question worth asking your financial advisor, or you're always welcome to ask me. Usually it depends on your own circumstances, but hopefully you found the past 10 minutes or so insightful and maybe added a little bit of context on how to answer that question, or maybe I've raised a couple additional questions. As always, I sincerely appreciate you including the 10th spot in your playlist and sharing what you've learned with others. Please email me with any follow-up questions, suggestions, or topic requests for future episodes at robert.ray, R-A-Y, at ubs.com. Thank you for listening, and have an awesome day. Time for that post-podcast disclaimer. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.